In Romans chapter 1, Paul tells the Roman believers that he is praying for them without ceasing and that he longs to see them. He's not just being polite. This is gritty gospel love. Real gospel encouragement, it's not always soft. Sometimes it's sacrificial. Sometimes it has to be persistent. And it should begin with prayer, because prayer is where ministry starts. It's difficult to encourage someone consistently if you are not consistently praying for them. So Paul doesn't know these people personally yet, but his prayers are personal. And that's what the gospel does. It bonds believers with burdens for one another. So do you want to grow in gospel encouragement? Start by putting someone's name in your prayers every day, and then watch what the Lord does to you. Here's one way you can pray. Lord, give me a heart like Paul, one that longs for and prays for and serves others, even from a distance. And here's two people that you can insert their names into your prayers today. Sam and Suzanne Jordan and their family are missionaries in Jordan. And also be praying for the Segugu LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Kenya and Tanzania. One last thought. Encouragement isn't always easy, but prayer makes it possible.